This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The big question in business, who had their hands out for taxpayer money during the financial crisis? Today, we're going to get names.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good day to you. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The big question in a moment, we just got a piece of good news from the job market. Private employers added 93,000 jobs in November. That's according to ADP Employer Services. That's a third more than analysts were expecting for the month. Under an order from Congress, the Federal Reserve today will post on the web the names of companies that received emergency aid at the height of the economic abyss. That aid, by the way, totaled more than $3 trillion, a lot of zeros. Marketplace's Gregory Warner is with us live from Philadelphia with the latest. Good morning, Gregory.
Good morning, Steve.
So when this list goes public here in just a few hours, what are we going to find out that we didn't already know?
Well, so this is a chance for the public to see, for the first time, a comprehensive list of all the companies that received central bank support during the crisis. And we're talking about big banks as well as private companies like General Electric. So I talked to two people this morning. First, Bill Buesenberg at the Center for Public Integrity. And you remember, he used to work for American Public Media. Anyway, Buesenberg says this sends a message.
If you're going to get a bailout from the government, you should expect that that should be public and people should see it and know about it.
So then I talked to Ted Truman. He's a former Fed economist now at the Peterson Institute. He says transparency isn't always a good thing, especially when you're talking about banks that have reasons not to let the public know that they're in trouble.
If every time someone who is in trouble and needs a little bit of help, right, their name is going to appear in the New York Times, they're going to hesitate before they go there. That will, in fact, exacerbate the next crisis.
Okay, but Gregory, besides being wonky gossip for Wall Street types, who's paying attention to this stuff?
Well, this is politics, and the Federal Reserve is under greater political scrutiny than it's been in three decades. There's sure to be a lot of public second guessing today, whatever names the Fed reveals today on the web.
Gregory, thanks. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
Marketplace's Gregory Warner in Philadelphia. There are reports this morning Google will spend nearly $6 billion to buy Groupon. That's the website that emails bargain offers to millions of people across the country. It's also part of a growing number of sites that get people to recommend deals to their friends. Marketplace's Jennifer Collins reports.
They go by names like Buy With Me or Tipper. In the UK, there's something called Groupola.
Groupola finds fun and exciting activities in your area and presents a daily deal to you and your friends.
Most of these sites organize groups of people to buy deals available for only a short time, say a half-priced oil change. Ken Doctor is a media analyst for Outsell.
There are going to be a lot of people trying to sell coupons, and there's only one or two of these networks are going to work.
So sites are trying to distinguish themselves to stay in business. For instance, if you get three of your friends to buy a discounted hotel room on livingsocial.com, you get to stay for free. But Barry Liebert, author of the book Social Nation, says these companies are still basically distributors of coupons.
I don't think those are sustainable models in the social network world without a dedicated community.
He says the sites will need to work harder to keep their customers hooked, or at least find a better way to reward loyalty. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Global stocks are higher at the moment, 1% to 2%. Positive reports on German retail sales and Chinese factory output helping stocks along today. Wall Street yesterday, the Dow gave back some, 46 points to close at 11,006.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Toyota. Toyota is sharing technology and ideas for a better world. Learn more at toyota.com/ideas for good. By Constant Contact Email Marketing, providing small businesses and nonprofits with personal coaches to help them succeed. ConstantContact.com.
and by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, working to strengthen America by empowering more young people to achieve educational success beyond high school.
No one expects any major international agreements to emerge from the UN climate summit in Cancun. But stalled talks in climate policy at the international level haven't stopped some communities from tackling the problem themselves in all sorts of ways. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Adrian Hill profiles a small town, Sandpoint, Idaho.
Sandpoint is a transition town, which means it's part of an international movement of communities with a big goal: preparing for life after cheap oil and climate change. But here in Idaho, one of the reddest states there is, the members of the Sandpoint Transition Initiative don't talk about it that way.
Sandpoint's a very diverse community here in North Idaho. We have everybody from hippies to right-wingers. And so when you start using words like sustainability or environmental, then people start getting angry.
John Reuter is the city council president in this 8,000-person town. He's a Republican. He and the Democratic mayor are not part of the Sandpoint Transition Initiative, but both support its projects. One of the group's leaders, Karen Lanfer, says it's important that the group not use language that's divisive or political, instead framing changes as good for people and the community.
And we have to find a way to shift the paradigm so that we start talking to each other in a really respectful and civil manner. And I think we're modeling that.
There's a folk school where people learn from their elders rather than, say, learning the skills they might need if society shuts down. And there's a community garden, a place to grow community, a place for kids to play, rather than learn how to make their own food in case one day they can't bring it from other parts of the world.
People would have just said, oh, just another, you know, ratty-haired liberal. I'm not going to listen to her. Why should I bother? No.
That garden off two busy roads in the middle of town is sparse this time of year. But Transition Initiative member Pat Wentworth says it's bustling in summertime and the idea is spreading.
People have come up to me and said, I've started my own garden at home because we saw what was happening here.
That takeaway, that germination of a small idea to something bigger, seems to be an important part of what small communities can do to take on climate change, even if they never, ever say those words. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.
And finally, it's the tale of a kind-hearted commuter who rescued a fellow New Yorker in a busy subway tunnel. On Sunday, Carlos Flores leapt onto the 600-volt electrified rail line after a man passed out and fell several feet down onto the track. Sounds like a good Samaritan, right? But the only thing on Flores' mind was his job. He tells the New York Daily News if the man had gotten hit, there would have been a big delay, and he wouldn't have been able to get to work and get paid. On Sunday, he says pay is time and a half. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Psst. Hey, you want to bet on a changing climate? Energy companies are putting big money into the next green energy thing, whatever that might be.
States now are asking themselves, my goodness, I was happy to be a leader, but I've just charged up this hill and the troops aren't behind me.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, winning and losing low carbon bets next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.